can stay a little longer?
Have you seen my shoe?
You sure your curfew can't be, maybe a half hour later?
I already called the taxi.
Man, this has been one amazing night. I mean, first, you know, the theater award, then we reconnect. Yeah. I'm just so happy to feel this close to you again.
Cab's probably downstairs.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, of course.
That Holly J and I hooked up. We're back together. I was inspired to make us some breakfast. You hungry?
Famished. So my plan worked.
Your plan?
Well, someone had to get her to stay over.
So you got drunk and passed out on purpose?
I may have embellished the drunkenness a bit. Anything to help bring my future sister-in-law back into the fam. So how'd you finally bring her around?
Well, I'm very persuasive. Of course, there's the small matter of her current paramour, but I'm certain it's only a matter of time.
So then it's back to long distance?
Nope. I'm re-enrolling at Degrassi.
Don't tease me!
No, I got an early acceptance into Yale. I just gotta keep my marks up. I could keep an eye on you.
Well, don't keep too close an eye.
For those students who continue to ignore the dress code, suspensions will be awarded after 3 warnings.
So what can we do to protest Power Squad's cancellation? You know, without the rest of Power Squad. Guess the Million Man March is out. How can we get people to listen to only 2 voices? Maybe we can't?
Whoa.
Check this out. No thanks. I can imagine we all had the chili yesterday.
Gross, no. Come in here. I stuck this one up yesterday and I was just grown. It's like an analog Twitter. A lot of people are upset. This is bigger than just Power Squad.
Putting your faith in a bathroom stall complaints board. Kind of seems like a last-ditch attempt.
Might be all we've got left.
Fiona.
Oh, hey.
I need your help.
Oh, no. Did Simpson kibosh the plan?
Oh, no. I offered to mount another musical and win another award for the trophy case. All I need are my Vanderbilt Records bomb signature.
So what's wrong?
Well, I think Holly G's avoiding me.
She's probably just feeling weird about you and Sav being in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, Sav's not a bad guy.
But he's no Declan Coyne.
Yes. Hey, Sav. Have you heard from your girlfriend?
Not since last night. Why, is she okay?
Well, she helped out with Fiona and then got a cab home. And I've been trying to call her, but all I get is her voicemail. Has she called you, left a message?
No, you can't check. There's cell phone jammers in the school.
Oh. Well, can you get her to call me if you see her?
for sure. Later.
So what are you gonna say if she calls?
I'll tell her I'll give her all the space she needs to, you know, break it off as half.
Fun first date last night. Mm-hmm. Was it worth the parental meltdown?
Absolutely. So, what do you want to do tonight? Tattoos?
They didn't freak out enough about the piercing?
We could get matching dragons across our backs.
Can we save something for a 6-month anniversary?
It's a tad optimistic.
Only because your parents might kill me first. Do they totally hate me?
To be honest, I haven't told them about you.
Oh.
No, please. Oh, Eli, I don't like the new rules either, but please tell me you've got a doctor's note that says you're allergic to cotton and khaki.
This is the real me, Miss Doss. I can't change overnight.
Oh, that's a noble stance, Eli. You keep on being you. In detention.
That's it.
I know. How can school dictate how I choose to express myself?
No, about my parents. They should meet my boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Really?
Mm-hmm. For dinner tonight, after your detention, just be yourself. They'll love you.
Hey, can we talk for a sec?
Sorry, Fee. I gotta finish this and get to work. I can't even really focus today.
If this is about Declan...
Please. Not now.
He's coming back.
He's coming back here?
To Degrassi. He really loves you, Holly J. I thought you'd be happy. Didn't you guys reconnect last night?
I can't even talk about this with you. You're a sister.
And we're friends.
I can't say anything bad about him to you.
Why? What bad things are there to say?
Last night, I didn't want things to go as far as they did.
Like, as in sex? You and Declan have done that before.
Yeah, last night I felt pressured.
Holly J.
Look, I gotta go finish my work, okay?
Holly J. Okay. We're all here because something that we love has been taken away from us.
Isn't this just about Power Squad?
Not at all. This is about our right to pursue our interests outside the classroom at school. LARPing, photo club, junior entomologist, whatever. We come from different places, but we all share one goal. Get our extracurriculars back.
What if we go straight to Simpson?
We don't have any leverage. There must be a way for us to combine our voices to fight this thing. Only we could make a giant sticky note wall that Simpson couldn't ignore.
Anya, has anyone ever told you you're a genius?
Yes.
I've been waiting for you all day. What'd she say?
Was she with you? Is that what you couldn't tell me over the phone?
No.
But you smooth things over. I can see her. I mean, yeah, we'll probably have to play it cool until she dumps old Sav, but, you know, sneaking around can be kind of fun.
Declan, you should go home. To New York.
What? Why? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. I told her everything you said, but she doesn't want to see you.
I don't get it. What do I have to do? I've grown, I've changed, I'm here, plus last night.
Declan, it's kind of it.
What?
Last night, she didn't want to.
What? No, we both did.
Did she say yes? Did you ask her? Did you force her?
Oh my God. She thinks I raped her?
Is it a lobster soup or a bisque?
It's just I have a lactose allergy and I can't have the cream.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm gonna have to check with the kitchen.
Jay, please, we need to talk.
No, not the place.
I thought we had a great time last night. Now, Fiona tells me you think that you didn't want to.
Declan, not now.
No, you tell me all, Jay. You tell me that's not true and I'll leave.
I didn't want to. I told you that.
I thought that was because of Sav.
Does it matter why? You didn't listen. You insisted.
Yeah, but then you kissed me and it seemed like before. And I thought maybe you changed your mind.
Maybe I did. I was confused and I'm not saying it's all your fault. It just... Can you please go? I have customers. Mom, thanks so much for letting Eli stay for dinner.
So, Eli, how do you and Claire know each other?
We're in English class together. She's one of the smartest, even though she's younger.
And I have a wonderful editor when we're not skipping class.
So, what do your parents do, Eli?
Oh, his dad is a shock jock. A bullfrog on the Solid Rock 98. That station you hate.
Bet your home life must be colorful.
Less colorful, more black. Eli even drives that hearse outside.
Why don't we get started? Eli, as our guest, would you like to thank the Lord for this beautiful meal for us?
Oh, well,
Did I forget to mention Eli's an atheist?
Claire.
Never mind, Eli. Helen?
Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for bringing us all together this evening to share in this beautiful feast. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Steve, how you doing? Morning, Dan.
My car. Sweet, merciful crab. Any idea how this happened?
Beats me. Want some help?
HJ, aren't you coming to physics?
Oh, you go. I'll catch up.
Are you all right? You barely said a word to me since Fiona's party. Did I do something wrong?
Any news?
Not yet. I'm fine. I just need to check something. I'll see you there. Oh, my God.
Reminder, students. Degrassi has a strict non-violence policy. Students caught fighting will be expelled.
It's this. From Declan. He's sorry and he's out of your life. He left? Leaving. Flies out in a few hours. How could he go without talking? You gave him the distinct impression that you didn't want to talk. Not at work. So you don't hate him? I don't know how I feel. Because he thinks that you think that he raped you. I never said that. Where is he? Can I meet him at the condo? If you hurry.
It's lonely without the friendship club. These people have a point, don't they?
And that point is to aggravate my slipped disc.
They all want their clubs back.
You did this?
No. Well, not alone. A lot of people are upset, I told you.
Look, I know you're frustrated, but this is no way to send a message.
Then what is, talking to you? I tried that, remember?
I told you the school needs to mend its image so we can't be as permissive as we used to be.
So you keep saying, but you never say how that's supposed to work.
Look, this is Degrassi Community School. Emphasis on school.
For some people, the emphasis is on community. So when you take away our clothing and our clubs and our internet, we lose that community. You made all of these changes without talking to any of us about what might actually help. We didn't all bring knives to Vegas night.
What if we set up a forum where students could voice their opinions and suggest solutions?
And we can get our clubs back?
Maybe.
Or maybe some sort of theme week?
We'll see.
That's not good enough. I need a promise.
Fine, if you promise that nothing like this will ever happen again.
Sounds like we have a deal.
So cute last night.
Was I? I felt more like a pariah.
Oh, my parents just have to deal with the fact that I have a big, scary boyfriend.
How can I even show my face in your house again? Who are you?
What? I thought you'd like it.
Claire, we'll get a detention.
So? Come on. Live dangerously.
I don't understand why you're doing all this.
Because I'm scared. Eli.
Of what? Sanity?
I am scared that my parents are gonna sit me down, look me in the eye, and say, we're getting a divorce and there's nothing you can do about it.
How exactly does using me as a pawn in parental showdown stop their divorce?
When they're both mad at me, they have something in common.
Claire, they've already decided.
Then maybe they'll see how it's screwing up their daughter.
Well, I'm not playing that game. You tried to hurt them, but I'm the one that got burned.
What are you doing here? I'm on my way.
You can't just go.
The more I'm here, the more I complicate your life.
So you're running away?
Yeah. So I can stop hurting you. You never have to see me again.
Might not be so easy. I got into Yale.
I just can't take this anymore.
Oh, so when it suits you, you're really into change.
Oh.
I just need someone to sign this detention slip. Stupid dress code.
You see what you get? Let her come around, you said. And she's turning into a delinquent.
I'm trying not to harp on her all the time.
I'm trying to be a parent.
Stop it! Please. Why are you being so horrible to each other?
Claire, your father and I...
Dad! Say Dad, you always say Dad.
Claire. We're getting divorced.
Don't. I'll behave, I swear.
Honey, this has nothing to do with you.
That doesn't make it any better.
Sweetheart, we don't want to be fighting all the time either. It's not fair to you.
This way... There's no more arguments.
You're doing this for real, aren't you?
So we both got into Yale. Be a happier moment.
Me too.
I don't deserve it. You think I can't even say it.
I don't think you raped me.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Okay. That's good. Do you hate me?
I regret what happened.
What can I do? How can I make it up to you?
I need time to figure out what happens now.
I want you in my life, Holly J.
I'm ready.
That's a when, not an if, right? Well, either way, I'll be waiting.
Goodbye, Declan.
Goodbye, Holly J.
Cause the ribbon is slipping through your hands, and I'm falling into the earth. Misplace the diamond for.